For 2 weeks, Scott Jensen has listened to other people testify at length about him. Yesterday, Jensen gave his side. The Waukesha County Republican faces felony charges for allegedly directing employees to do campaign work. He could go to prison if convicted. But Jensen says legislative caucus employees had worked on campaigns for decades. He says they were doing it when he was hired as Assembly Caucus Director in 1987, and they were still doing it when he was elected Assembly Speaker a decade later. He says employees' regular state duties never suffered, and neither did taxpayers.
If the state equipment was available, it was not state work had already been done. People could use that as long as they didn't create additional bills for the taxpayers.
Jensen says this was merely his understanding. He says he never personally directed the work while in office, only assumed it was being done as it always had. That seemed to contradict testimony from the Department of Justice investigator who interviewed Jensen in 2001. David Collins testified last week that Jensen told him he was unaware of any campaign work being done on state time. Jensen attorney Stephen Meyer tried to address the issue in court yesterday. He asked Jensen what he thought of the interview report drawn up by Collins.
I remember being shocked when I saw it, being frustrated.
And why were you frustrated?
Well, I didn't think it was an accurate representation of the meeting.
A meeting Jensen says was confusing. For one thing, Jensen says it seemed like Collins and Dean County District Attorney Brian Blanchard were having a hard time understanding some legislative terminology when they originally interviewed him. He also noted that the report misidentified his title on the first page. But the biggest problem, he says, is the way Blanchard and Collins were asking him questions.
Some questions were present tense, some questions were past tense. And so I answered the question however it was asked.
Jensen noted that in 2001, he helped draw up clear rules to prohibit campaign work on the state clock. Until then, he contends the guidelines were blurry. That happened before Blanchard and Collins showed up to interview him.
I think we were kind of talking past each other. I went to the meeting with the goal of explaining to Mr. Blanchard all the work that we had done with the Ethics Board and the Elections Board to end the caucus system in the hopes that he would also bless that effort. He came obviously with a different agenda.
That answer did little to assuage prosecutors yesterday. Assistant Attorney General Roy Cordy stuck to the topic of what Jensen oversaw as Speaker before he made any changes. In particular, why Jensen at one time thought it was okay to have state legislative caucus employees do campaign work.
We thought we were following the rules the way they'd always been, and I didn't see a state resource being consumed.
You knew they were using state computers?
Right.
Probably
well, I mean, I'm assuming that, yes.
State printers?
Again, I wasn't over there very often, but I'm assuming that because that's the way it was when I showed up in the 80s.
Copiers?
Probably.
Office supplies?
I suppose.
Cordy also asked Jensen what he knew about GOP aide Sherry Schultz. She's on trial with Jensen. Prosecutors allege she was hired to a state job to work exclusively on political campaigns.
You knew that she was working on campaign finance reports for candidates?
Yes.
She told you that?
Yes. And it's, I did in 1987 and thought that was a legitimate activity.
Well, all I asked is if she discussed that or reported that to you.
Yes.
The former speaker also drew some distinctions when it came to his own state capitol office, saying he never solicited campaign funds from his office, and neither did any of his employees. Others have testified Jensen would bring a mailbag full of campaign checks to the office for employees to sort through. Jensen testified it was more of a carry-all, full of lots of mail, occasionally his kids' baby pictures, and sometimes even candles his wife was selling at the time. He says he looked at it as a way to get stuff from home to the office and back. Jensen was not the only one to testify yesterday. Others spoke briefly to his character. Democrat Marlon Schneider is the longest-standing member of the state assembly and told jurors Jensen has a reputation of honesty among his colleagues.
I don't like his political philosophy on issues, but I found him honest and above board and always willing and able to work with us.
Also testifying was Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice David Prosser, who was the Republican Assembly Speaker shortly before Jensen.
I have always trusted Scott Jensen. He was a person who kept his word. I think he's an honest person and a fair person.
Jurors heard more of the same from Waukesha County Judge Mac Davis, whose state Senate campaign in 1982 served as Jensen's introduction to politics. And at that, Jensen's lawyer rested his case. Schultz attorney Stephen Morgan will call most of his witnesses today. All sides will give closing statements before jurors start to deliberate. Judge Stephen Ebert wants the case wrapped up by the end of the week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.